Indiana is one of 20 states to join a suit filed against the federal government that alleges new health insurance laws are unconstitutional. But U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says that claim is unfounded.
I am confident, talking to our lawyers and the legal team at the Justice Department, that this bill stands on solid constitutional grounds, as well as solid financial grounds. It's paid for.
Sebelius first stopped in Bloomington Friday with 9th District Congressman Barron Hill, who says he agrees with the secretary's statement. He says provisions in the law restructuring Medicare won't cost Indiana any money for the first few years of its implementation, with the possibility of a 10% additional cost starting in 2020.
The governor is out making claims that this is going to bankrupt their program, and it's not. He shouldn't be doing what he's doing. He's scaring people. And I think he's doing it because he feels like he's so opposed to the health care bill. But this is going to have a positive effect on Indiana, not a negative effect.
Sebelius says currently 75 cents of every health care dollar spent goes toward the treatment of chronic illness, with only about 8 cents being spent on prevention. She says she's working as HHS secretary to reverse that trend. Sebelius continued on her tour of the Hoosier State in Indianapolis, where she announced Indiana University would be receiving about $8.5 million from the federal stimulus package to renovate a floor of the Clarion Hospital to provide a more up-to-date facility for juvenile clinical research. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.